early morning alarms, a trip to McDonald's, rain, roadworks, traffic. It can only mean it's a touring car day. We're on the way to media day at Donington Park. Sam, how are you doing this fine, drizzly morning?
I am so glad that the closer we get to Donington, at the moment, the drier it's getting. Because when I woke up and opened the curtains this morning, it was wet. And I was fearing the worst.
Yes, the rain woke me up this morning. Living near a road, as I do, hearing the swish of the rain moving off the roundabout. Very, very loud. But at the minute, it's looking dry, which is good. Hopefully, we're going to see a lot of cars running today. As we're on the way down, all the liveries are being revealed. Mm-hmm. Lots of exciting stories there. Toyota have gone to their global brand approach, and it looks sexy.
It's stunning. It really does look good.
De Leon seems to have forgotten to put any sponsors on his car for the year. That's looking very plain in BMW colours, but it's the usual BMW colours, and that always looks good. Oh, I am surprised at the lack of sponsorship on the car at the moment. Over at Team Unlimited Motorsport, they seem to be doing three different liveries. So Rocket seem to be exclusively with Dexter Patterson.
Slightly surprised on that for me.
Massively so here as well. Max Hall's gone for his yellow and blue with the smiley face or growling face and eyes. And Nick Hamilton's seems to be the same. We're seeing the promo shots coming into today. We are almost there. We're near the Space Center now, which is, you know, exciting for this part of the world of a Space Center.
I'm hoping we're going to see all cars on track today. Slightly worried that in some of the promo shots we haven't seen the PMR Astra as of yet. So really hope there's not something iffy going on behind the scenes with sponsorship. We know they relate to the table with the deal with MPD, but with only Dobble there running, I really hope he's not going to be the driver that we have issues with at media day. Like, we normally find there's someone.
There's always one. But
there is.
Yeah, so are we nearly there? I'm probably sure. Yes, we are. 24 minutes, in fact, which is fantastic. We're looking forward to getting trackside, getting some photographs, seeing if we can have a chat with any of the drivers as the day goes on, and hopefully staying dry.
Yeah, we'll catch you up when we get there. We are here at Donington.
We are, and I forgot my sunglasses after telling you to remember yours, so that's all good.
I remember the umbrella last thing this morning, and it was tipping it down, and now look at this lovely sunshine. It is beautiful. But yeah, we're really looking forward to seeing what Media Day has to offer. We're going to try and get into the garages, see what drivers we can talk to, and we'll give you updates throughout the day.
As we start here, only a few minutes into session, Max Hall has gone quickest. He could be one to watch this year. Let's see what happens the rest of the day. We are well into session number two here after lunch. Sam is busy and working. There he is. Whilst we get to grips with session number two, with all the photos and videos, etc., here are some driver videos.
So, what are your goals for this season going forward?
I think, obviously, my first time in the car is going to be FP1 at Donington. So I don't know what the car's like. I've never driven it, never even sat in it yet. Wow. So I think first round I'm going to use it as a test session, build up for brands. And then I said, you know, my goal is I definitely want a podium for this year for sure.
Okay.
If I can scrape a win, then great.
What's your favourite circuit this season?
Knockhill's always been my favourite because I love driving it, but I've never done any good there. I've always either broke down or crashed or something, and or the rain or something's happened to me. But Thruxton seems to be the track that I go well at, and I hate it.
Really?
I go around there with my eyes closed, a bit like in Florida.
Like a week
on the roller coasters. I've been going around there with my eyes closed as well. But now, I don't know why, but Fruxton seems to be the way I get my points. And, you know, I think I was running for P4 there before I got a puncture and then come seventh in 22, I think it was. But, yeah, I like that. And also love being at Brands because Brands is my home track, you know, Indy and GP. I love it there.
Plenty of supporters to come along with
you. Yeah,
yeah. Good. So, what dream car would you like to drive on the road, that is, if you could drive anything?
It's got to be a Ferrari F40, isn't it?
Yeah,
for sure.
Plenty of those that have been crashed recently.
Yeah, yeah. And Tom Chilton's got one. And, Yeah, Tom Chilton's got one. Yeah, and so has Ollie Jackson. But I asked them to if I could have a go, and they wouldn't let me. So.
Oh, that's a shame. That's a shame. Well, good luck for the season going ahead.
Yeah, thank
you. Hopefully, we'll see you later on.
Yeah. You going to be at the races?
Yeah, we're certainly doing the first three rounds.
Good stuff.
And then we'll see what we can get to afterwards. But we'll do Alton Park as well.
Good stuff.
We'll keep an eye out for you. So, plenty of years in the Jack Series without winning it yet. Is this your year?
Hopefully, fingers crossed. Yeah. Hopefully we don't have a disastrous start to the season like last year. But it's one of them things, and it can happen to anyone. So.
It's looking really competitive in the Jack Series this year as well, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a big old grid this year. So it's like 8 people in it, or 9 people, something like that. Yeah. So there's a lot of people in it, and good people. Yeah. Right? They're quick. Like Charles is mega. He's been like really, really positive through testing. Pearson's still in it, and he was really good last year.
Do you look closely at the testing times, and do people worry you, or?
It's hard to say. You never know what people are doing, and without until you get to the first round, you have no idea.
You don't.
People could be running low, no weight, high boost, low boost, people could be sandbagging, so. You never know.
What's the circuit you're most looking forward to this season?
I'm looking forward to this one. It's a home track for me, so lovely and flowing. It's mega, really. So
And if there's one road car that you could drive, sort of like everyday dream car drive, what would it be?
Good question. Not a clue. I drive a Transit at the minute, so so I tend to be there and everywhere in that. So.
Yep.
Cars or throw them around the track, and then I do like some of the old classics, like good old GT40, and I do like a good Porsche.
Have you been down to Goodwood?
A while ago, but not for a while. So, tend to not to get out much, too much work racing and work. So,
well, good luck for the season ahead, and all the best, and hopefully you bring home Jack's ears.
Fingers crossed. Cheers, buddy. Cheers.
We have got a short break here in practice two, as we've got the second red flag of the day.
Yeah, another driver off track, only just by the sounds of it. It sounds like it's up at the exit of the S's. First one of the day was down at the bottom of Craner's old hairpin.
Always the opposite of the side of the circuit to where we have set a base, so, you know.
We've seen Rainford run wide coming out of Redgate, but apart from that, not much else has happened. And times are looking fairly close and competitive, although, as we've already heard, Sam Osborne reckons there might be quite a bit of sandbagging going on.
I agree with Sam entirely, which is not a sentence I say very often on this podcast.
but we'll catch you up at the end of the session. We've got just under an hour and a half to go, and we'll be completed with media day and testing, and then we'll be on to the touring cars proper. Media day is all finished then. Testing times are in. And we are heading towards the start of the British Touring Car season for good now. Just to take you through a quick run through of the times today. Josh Cook, quickest overall combined time with a 107.438. Him and Ash Sutton beat the qualifying lap record from last year.
Yeah, it comes with the usual caveat that it is testing. However, we've seen the Hyundais have put a lot of laps in today, as have the Ford Focuses. And we've seen, it looks early on, the battle of Hyundai and Ford. Both have been really quick throughout the day. I think we've seen sort of all their drivers in around the top spots throughout the day as the sessions have fluctuated.
Yeah, it was pretty much Hyundai quick this morning, Ford quick this afternoon. Two out of the top four were Fords. Quite surprised by how well Smiley and Lloyd have both done in restart in that new Hyundai for the team. Obviously, they're getting a decent amount of support.
Yeah, Smiley's fourth overall.
Yeah, decent amount of support from the main Accelerate team and how to run that car and the best way to set it up. So they could be a surprise package this season.
Yeah.
And we could see a couple more wins coming from both of them.
Quite possibly. Interestingly, with the main Hyundai team, Tom Chilton got the fewest laps of anybody in today, running only 18, was it 23, did you say?
18 and 26.
18 and 26, so not many laps at all. But I think the biggest surprise of the day, if you're looking for surprises from testing, is BMW. They haven't performed particularly well.
Nope.
The fastest BMW on circuit today was De Lion, who finished 16th overall. Hill could only manage 19th, Moffat 21st, and Charles Rainford 22nd. And it was interesting because even on track, they looked slow, didn't they? They just didn't. It just didn't look altogether right today.
Yeah, whereas at times Sutton, especially in the Focus,
more angles than a GCSE maths paper,
turning in down at the old hairpin, he just got the car to grip, and it almost, you know how Max Verstappen has the car set up so twitchy, other drivers can't drive it. It almost looks a bit like that, and his turning is so sharp, but he knows how to control that car and how to get the best out of it.
It almost glitches going for a corner. It's straight, glitch, now it's turning.
Yeah. But Darrell De Leon drove the most laps today. He did over 100, I think 105 in total. So he's getting plenty of mileage behind the wheel of that BMW with very little sponsorship on board, but we will see if that changes before the start of the season.
There's a big old space down the side, which you would think that there is either a deal pending or a deal that has fallen apart at the last minute, because even if they didn't have anything to go down there, I just don't know why you wouldn't put BMW or WSR or thank you, Colin, or something down the side of it, because it's just very bare, isn't it?
Talking of Colin, we have seen him around today doing a little bit of driver coaching. Obviously, it's a fairly inexperienced side of BMW, having Rainford in there and De Leon. Yes, De Leon's done a full season, but there's a lot to learn, especially jumping into a brand new car. And I think having a wise head like his around is really going to help settle them in, shall we say.
Quick few other thoughts on myself. I was going to give Virtue a pass because I saw the livery in the flesh. Still hate it. Morgan's is better, but I don't love it. Toyota's is fantastic. And I think Doble's done really well today as well. From all the turmoil in the off-season, to come out of a car that, A, looks great. That's only half the battle, of course. But he did get a lot of laps in today. And now I can't find him on my list.
76 laps overall.
Oh, and 10th. Yep.
With a 107.98. So, yeah, half a second off the fastest time today. But consistent. No big issues. We've seen a couple of drivers run off track today.
Yeah, Morgan and Taylor Smith.
Two red flags, which we'd already mentioned. And then Morgan had a big moment at the Grainers, which we were lucky enough to be there for.
Yes, it was what you would call a trouser change moment, for sure. I've got no idea what any of this actually means for this season. As I say, Josh Cook looks strong back in his own car, as you would expect. What it means for the season as a whole, I don't know. Interesting, as you heard from the Osborne interview earlier, as I already mentioned, there is potentially an element of sandbagging as well.
Definitely.
From some of the teams. So we'll have to see what happens.
I think a lot of people are going to have to hope that BMW are sandbagging. Otherwise, they could be in for a long season.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, after all the action, we caught up with Ronan Pearson, and here's what he had to say about the upcoming season.
Yeah, really good. Loving it so far. The changes are, it's going to be a year of opportunity. I think it's going to be quite exciting for the fans.
Yeah, how's it been getting used to the new car and being at the new team?
Good, fitting in nicely, settling in good. And it's been a positive day overall.
Yeah, good. A couple of questions for you, just totally random ones. What would be your dream everyday car if you could own and drive one?
Toyota Corolla.
And what is... probably know the answer to this one as well. What is your favourite circuit that you're looking forward to going to this season?
Here, Donington.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I love it.
Not Peel?
No, I love Donington the most. It's the most successful circuit. It's fast flow in nature. It's really, really cool, and we come here twice a year, so even better for me.
Excellent. And what are you hoping to achieve this season? What is the absolute goal?
A lot.
Yeah? Wins?
Who knows? Yeah. We did that last year. I've got that under my belt. I want to do the same again. We've got a really good race car. We want to find a little bit more outright pace, but we're really close to that as well. So a lot of points scoring would be nice as well. Yeah, definitely.
Okay, well, hopefully you'll get on well this season, and good luck.
Well, that pretty much concludes me today, but the content is only just beginning. This is the first big tick out of the way. We've got a hell of a lot of stuff coming up, haven't we?
Yeah, definitely. We've got a video every single day leading up to the first weekend in Donington, starting on Monday evening. So make sure that you are subscribed. Click the like button. leave us comments. We like to interact with all the people there. We've met so many people today as well that we hadn't met before. It was really nice to talk to all the drivers. They're really welcoming and forthcoming with interviews, which we really like.
Yep. And of course, our annual British Touring Car booklet, leaflet, book, whatever you want to call it, will be available before the start of the season as well. That will be available as ever for free. So keep an eye on our Facebook and possibly Instagram if Zuckerberg is letting us put things like that on Instagram. But last year it was through Facebook.
Yep.
So keep an eye out there so you can download your free copy of the 2025 British Touring Car Podcast season guide for free.
Hopefully everything you need to know as well. Taking a look at all the drivers, all their profiles, all the rules and regulations for the season going forward, all the different places that you can find us on social media. And don't forget, we are still on YouTube going forward, and we're trying to get out as many videos as we can this season going forward. But until then,
going forward a lot.
But until then, we will see you soon, and we'll be back for Donington.
Bye-bye for now.